My name is Sherlock Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S. The L is silent.
It's a murder now, did Sherlock Holmes.
Good Lord.
He said those exact words.
Oh, quite distinctly.
We are so psyched to have in our studio Renee Olstead, one of the stars of Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock at Oriental Theater opens tonight, runs through the weekend. Welcome to Chicago.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
We're happy to have you in Chicago. I know it's very cold. You're from California. You're sitting here kind of bundled up in your coat. Are you used to these frigid temps?
It's not as bad as people were warning me about. You know, I was fine outside. It's the wind that I hear. It's the windy city. So, you know, I'm going to be cautious at the Thanksgiving Day parade. Maybe bring a blanket. Maybe bring an umbrella. I heard it might rain. Be just prepared for all of the elements.
I think you'll be okay. I think you guys are going to be on convertibles. And then if it rains, you're inside the car. So at least I think you'll be safe from the elements. But I have to tell you, that's a really fun parade. It's kind of like a mini Macy's, if you've ever seen that one. So I think you'll have a good time. A lot of people show up for that.
I'm excited. I've never been in a parade before. So
do you get to throw out candy?
I have no idea. I would love to throw candy, glitter, or something.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
You are starring as Lady Irene St. John in Sherlock Holmes. Tell us about your character.
Well, I think a lot of people are familiar with Irene Adler, who's a character in the Sherlock Holmes story, also referred to as the woman. In this adaptation, she is now a countess and has recently married Neville St. John, who is the Count of, where is it? King's Pyland is the name of the place. So it's a really interesting take on a character that a lot of people already know and love. Sherlock Holmes, obviously, so many people have already fallen in love with Sherlock, and there's been so many cool adaptations that have come out recently with the advent of, like, the BBC series and the movies that have been coming out. I just think it's really cool to kind of show our spin on what it is. And, of course, it's unconventional. We've got David Arquette, which is... It's so fun. It's such a fun show. There's definitely a story that you care about, like you're vested in what's happening. But there's also really fun moments where you're allowed to laugh, especially, you know, right now there's the holidays. There's a lot going on in the world. I think people just need to be with their families and laugh a little bit. Like, I think that it's what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to see it because we spoke to David and he said he brings kind of a little bit of odd humor, which I could see.
He's so funny. You know, he's like a big kid.
Yeah.
And it's funny because obviously I'm on stage, but I also feel like a bit of an audience member because there are so many unscripted moments where, you know, you can't break character, but you want so badly to laugh.
He talks about you and he talks about James, your co-star as well, yes. Dr. Watson. And it seems... and I'm sure we'll see this, you know, when we see you all on stage too. The camaraderie between you two, he described as very strong, yet very lighthearted and fun.
Yeah, we have a good time together on stage and off. Like, it's become a little family, our little touring group.
What do you want people to take away from this particular production? I mean, everybody, as you said, too, plays the characters in their own way or brings kind of a different dimension to the character. What do you want people to see when they, to take away from it?
I want them to just go home feeling good. As I said earlier, it's a sort of show where it's a great story, but there's also a lot of fun that happens. And I think that... laughter is the best medicine, and just being with family and bringing home a great memory.
Now, you're back on the stage, too. You're obviously a television star, television actress. How is it different being on stage as opposed to, I mean, a regular every week like you do when you're on television?
There is no take two with theater, and this is definitely a different world for me, and it's been so much fun. I mean, it's also, the shows are different every night. No, not in a huge way, but there's always something that happens. Or, you know, I had a wardrobe malfunction backstage where my zipper got stuck on my dress and they had to cut me out of my dress so I could get into my costume change. So there's a lot of sort of unexpected moments, and I've just had so much fun with this group.
You have done so much. I mean, you're so young. You've done so much. You signed your first record contract at 12. 12 years old. Okay. That's amazing. Do you kind of look back and think, wow, like when was your pinch me moment?
You know, I've always been really lucky. I think the hardest part is getting your foot in the door. And then just after that, you just kind of show up and do your job, you know, put one foot in front of the other and do the best that you can. And I've been really lucky. I've met a lot of really great people in the industry.
Sounds like you have a great support system, too. Family.
I do. And yeah. I just got married this last year. I just had my first anniversary, so I have a wonderful husband as well. Thank you.
Very nice. Is he in the business?
He's a musician.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Yes.
So he understands your crazy schedule?
Yes, and he understands the touring. You know, we both spend more time on the road than we would like, you know, the amount of time we get to spend together, rather, but we both love our careers and support each other's. So
it's always fun talking to spouses who are in the business and have an understanding of that. But I'm sure when you guys, you know, what do you do? I mean, not specifics, of course, but when you haven't seen each other in a long time, do you just do the normal things like go see a movie, veg, enjoy each other's company?
Well, when we're apart, we do some pretty cute stuff. We FaceTime a lot. And one of my favorite things to do is sometimes we'll have dinner together, or, you know, sometimes we'll have different meals if we're in different time zones. Especially if one of us is in Asia, then we're definitely like eating different meals. But, you know, try to have a meal together and just talk about our day and kind of, I guess, stay normal, if that makes sense.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
But,
who cooks, you or him?
You know, he actually is a lot better cook than I am. I'm more of a by-the-book recipe sort of girl. And he's kind of, what's in the fridge? Let's put it in a pan. And it always comes out amazing. Like, I'm always floored by that.
That's so cool. I mean, you know, we talked about pinch me moments before. You've appeared on the Today Show, Letterman, Oprah. You've performed. I was reading through your resume, and again, I'm thinking, wait a minute. Okay, she's in her 20s. I'm not giving your age away, but again, Paul McCartney, Madonna, Sting. Has there been any part of your... It's probably hard to pick one.
Well, you know, especially since I'm in Chicago, being on Oprah was... I mean, it's kind of like meeting God, right?
Exactly. That's how we feel, too, so...
Well, I mean, it was incredible. She chose me as one of her favorite things one year, and I flew in for it. And then we grabbed a deep dish pizza and ate it on the flight back. And it was just like the best day ever.
Were you on the Oprah episode? Do you remember the you get a car and you get a car?
No, it was not that one. Okay. I would have been a letdown. You know, I'm glad I wasn't on that episode. It's like, she's not a car. I was on an episode with Michael Kors, which was pretty cool.
You have a couple of pilots that you've shot as well. You have a feature film coming out too. Tell us about that.
I do. I've been working on a lot of stuff lately. My last movie that came out in theaters, Unfriended, is up for PCA right now. So I'm crossing my fingers that we get a People's Choice Award for that. I did a couple movies this year. One that's yet to be released. One with Alex Vega. So I'm Dancing with the Stars right now.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun as well. It's been a busy year, but this has definitely been a highlight.
Renee Olsen, we are so psyched to have you in town. Welcome to Chicago and have a great run.
Thank you so much for having me.